the risks to national security. I'm Pam Huso, Fox News. The documents seized from former President Trump's Florida home are being assessed by the Director of National Intelligence, who will then brief top lawmakers. In another development, a judge is considering Mr. Trump's request for a special master.
This is the first hurdle en route to having a third-party attorney review the documents that were taken from Mar-a-Lago. A judge had cited the, quote, exceptional circumstances presented in this. And a hearing is set for the first of this month or Thursday, and the Justice Department has until Tuesday to file a response.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff, the former president, has called the raid an egregious assault on democracy. China was watching as two U.S. warships sailed through the Taiwan Strait.
In a statement, the Navy's 7th Fleet, based in Japan, said the trip the two warships took through the Taiwan Strait is in line with international law, adding that the waterway is beyond the territorial sea of any coastal state. Of course, China claims the Taiwan Strait belongs to Beijing.
Fox's Jessica Stone, China has been conducting military drills in the waterway ever since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visited Taiwan earlier this month. Fears of a radiation leak are growing in Ukraine as shelling continues near a nuclear power plant. At one point, the facility, which is occupied by Russian forces, was taken offline.
What took place is that shelling sparked on ash piles, created fires damaging the transmissions lines, and disconnected two of the units from the power grid. Each of these units contains a reactor and a cooling system, which protect the site, but the facility has since been reconnected.
Fox's Alex Hogan, UN nuclear inspectors are hoping to visit the plant. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
A California father is under arrest in connection with a child abuse case that prosecutors call horrifying. Cesar Cabrera Jr. is accused of beating his 14-month-old son, leaving the boy with head and brain injuries. The alleged beating took place in March when Cabrera was out on bail for a separate crime. The North Hollywood man is charged with assault on a child that would likely result in the child becoming comatose or paralyzed. Charges could be upgraded against a career criminal in Washington state who's accused of severely beating a man.
An unarmed man with a disability who used a walker to get around was brutally beaten with a metal pipe by a serial criminal who just 8 days earlier told a judge that he intended to kill another guy. According to police, his exact words were, quote, I'm going to kill him a million times over. And yet, this violent repeat offender, 48-year-old Aaron Falk, was allowed back out on the street.
Fox says Christina Coleman, Falk was charged with attempted murder earlier this month before the victim died of his injuries in Seattle. A visit to the Grand Canyon has ended with a fatal fall. Officials with the National Park Service say a 44-year-old man accidentally slipped off the edge of the North Rim. He had been walking on the Bright Angel Point Trail, but he was off the trail when he fell about 200 feet. His body has been recovered. Flooding fears are building in and around Jackson, Mississippi. After days of heavy rain, the Pearl River is expected to crest on Monday, and neighborhoods could start feeling the effects tonight.
Search and rescue teams are on standby and are prepared to respond at the request of local emergency managers.
Governor Tate Reeves has declared a state of emergency. Residents who evacuate should expect to be out of their homes for several days. I'm Pam Huso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.